Episode 2976, Choose to Pursue.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary weekend. One thing I know for sure, you're going to be losing an hour. Yes, it's daylight saving, so move your clocks up this evening. Because from Saturday into Sunday, well, that hour is gone. But it doesn't have to be for the love of your life. No, choose to pursue. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Community and Connection. Can you have a happy marriage? Well, that all depends on your choices, of course, not the outcome of your circumstances. Don't roll the dice. There's no luck or chance on happiness. Choose to pursue. You know, happiness in marriage does not happen automatically. You might have felt the sizzle and sass while dating, but when I do becomes we do, well, there's another level you have to reach. Happiness is a deliberate and intentional choice that both you and your partner have to make every day to prioritize your relationship and nurture your love for one another. It requires commitment, sacrifice. It requires a willingness to put the needs of the marriage and partnership above one's own desires. And most of us don't like that. In fact, already you're getting uneasy. With dedication, though, and effort, a happy and fulfilling marriage is within reach for anyone who chooses to pursue it. So you got to choose to pursue. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. You are going to choose to pursue happiness. And happiness is not about the ending things, right? But unfortunately, the real life story is that we want to say and we want to live an easy life. We want it easy. We want it our way. We don't want to have to work or be on point all the time. We want a break and days off where we don't have to think about someone else but ourselves. Yet that's not the reality you and I live in. You can't have what you want unless you work for it. You have a dream. It doesn't just fall from the sky, right? You have to put in the work to make it happen. Think about your wedding. I don't care if you eloped. I don't care if you had a backyard wedding. When you get married, there was a preparation. There was a plan, right? And then you had to execute that. You had to say, okay, we're going to proceed and move forward. And you make progress. And finally, the end result is dun, 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 and you're married, right? And off we go. The thing is, though, we think that life is not always about the prep and the plan. We think we can go and just live it and we're going to get the White House with the picket fence. We're going to get the, you know, 2.5 children and 2.5 dogs. Who knows what it was? I mean, way back when it was kind of crazy like that. I'm like, how can you have 2.5 children? But that's for another episode. Seriously, stats are really crazy. Let's use some common sense here. And common sense says that happiness is a choice. Happiness, well, you get to choose. It's not about, okay, well, if I get a raise, then I'm going to be happy. If my house is clean, then I'll be happy. You can be happy even when your house is dirty. I'm just saying. So who cares about the dinner, dishes, and dogs, right? You can still be happy when everything else is crazy. And the same goes for happiness in marriage. You have got to choose to pursue. You have got to make the choice to say, you know what? I want to be happy. I may not always like where we are, the seasons that we're in. I don't want to go through tough times, but I know in life, life isn't fair, and there's going to be things that are tough, but I can still be happy. I can still be grateful. Now, I want you to think about this too. How do you define happiness? Because I think we all have a different picture. If I was to say to a young child, what is happy? I think they would light up. They would have this big smile on their face and they would say, playing with toys, playing with my friends, eating my favorite food, having ice cream. Right? It would be so simple. But then we go to the next stage of life. We move into, 20s to 30s. And you're like, well, what's happiness? Well, getting the job that I've dreamt, that I've worked so hard for. Getting paid what I want. Having that house. Being on my own. Maybe it does or doesn't, have a spouse involved there. And then you move on. And you get to the 40s and the 50s into the 60s. And you're like, well, what's happiness? Wow, it totally changes. There's a perspective to happiness. And in marriage, we sit here and we grade ourselves on the results of our day. It used to drive me crazy. My husband would come home and I would ask him, hey, hon, how's your day? Oh, same old, same old. Problem with this, problem with that. And I'm thinking, but that's the work you're in. You're going to have those problems every day. That's what you do. And I would shake my head and I'm thinking, so why are you coming home with an attitude? I get a hard day. But I also get knowing that this is what you signed up for. So when you come home, you can talk about how crazy a certain situation was. But that doesn't mean it has to affect your entire evening. Huh, but it would. And then guess who had to pick up all the crumbles? Me. I had to make sure the kids were just right and so fine and wouldn't upset Dad. Of course, he never saw it that way. He didn't see how his choice of not being happy, of truly relishing more in the, oh, woe's me, played more for him and made more work for all of us, especially me. Drove me crazy, still drives me crazy to this day. Does he do it all the time now? No, he's gotten better. But let me tell you, it's taken a lot of prayer. I'm serious. It's taken a few tornadoes in our life to get to where we are today. Because you see, I'm on the other spectrum. I wake up with a smile on my face. I may be dealing with crazy stuff. Water in my house. Things undone. Dinner dishes and dogs. Kids needing me all the time, even though they're all grown. Why can you not take care of it yourself? Oh no, Mom, we need you for this, that, and the other, which I'm thrilled with. I want to be there for them. But just because I have all of that stuff that's going on doesn't mean I can't wake up with a smile on my face. I do. I wake up happy. That doesn't mean I'm not tired, but I'm like, okay, let's do this. I don't wander in the kitchen and go, oh my gosh, I got to have my cup of joe before the end of the day. Oh wait, it's the beginning of the day. Okay, let's start. By the way, I don't drink coffee. You see, happiness is a perspective. It's a choice as to where we are. I choose to wake up happy with a smile on my face. I choose to see the glass half full, not half empty. And when we're in a relationship, you got to make some better choices. You got to sit there and say, you know what? Am I going to sit here and add to the mounds of crap that's going on in our lives? Or am I going to look at it and say, you know what? Yeah, all this stuff is going on, but we can still smile because we have each other. And a lot of people can't say that. Perspective. So you've got to choose to pursue. So how can you pursue happiness in your marriage? Number one, date always, always. You want to keep that sizzle and sass alive. Don't ever make the mistake that you know everything about your spouse. You're changing every day. Your spouse is changing every day. And because we age, guess what? Our interests change too. So date always. Be curious about who you're sleeping next to. Be loving because you can. Be kind because you both deserve it. And be happy because you're together, not because of the results of life choices. I don't care if you have $0 in your account. You can still be happy together. Now you could be maybe a little happier with a few more dollars in the account, right? I mean, let's be honest. But just because you are in a season of life that is just not where you want it to be, doesn't mean you still can't smile. It doesn't mean you can't find something more than the CRAP that you're going through. And unfortunately, that's what the world wants us to see. We get on social media, we watch these crazy movies and shows that actually tear apart the whole reason of being married. And I'm thinking, how is this helping the family structure? It's not. So date always. Choose to pursue. Number two, be curious. Ask more than you guess. Assumptions will always get you into trouble. You know, it's so hard to climb out of the ditch you dig so deep. So instead of guessing, ask. The more you're curious, the more you discover, the more you can be happy and in love. And remember, all of that love, what is it? It's not a feeling, it's a verb. And that means it takes action. You've got to do in order to love. And I'm not saying, I know, here it goes, don't send me those emails. I hear it already. You're probably going, Christiane, are you serious? You're telling me I have to do in order to be loved? I didn't say that. No. I said to love is a verb. That means it takes action. It's not where you just sit on the couch and say, okay, I love you. I mean, literally think about this. If all you did was get up in the morning, did your basic routine, keep you healthy, and then you spent most of your day and night on a couch, you would get up, use the restroom, eat, and then you go to bed, rinse and repeat. Do you think you'd be real happy? If you were, it would be a choice, because that's a pretty lonely life to live in. I mean, seriously, think about it. No one else around. I didn't say any animals were there, right? Nope. That's all you did. You would have to choose to be happy. And we forget that. We just expect that I should feel this. No. Bring on the curiosity. Create it. Create your now. And finally, number three, choose to be happy. Be the one who sees the possibilities amongst the challenges, the opportunities in the struggles. Nothing is impossible. You can overcome any situation you're in. You don't have to like the results, but you can choose to be happy. Are you doing that in your life now? In your relationship? In your marriage? Are you choosing to be happy? Now understand this. I am not talking about someone who's in an abusive relationship. That is for a totally different conversation. But this is about us who really, yeah, we got it pretty good. But we just kind of use an excuse of, oh, I'm an Enneagram this, I'm a DISC this. Oh, wait, I'm personality this. I'm still trying to reach my career peak. And until I reach the height of my career, well, then I'm just not going to be happy. So what, your satisfaction is what equals happiness? Think about that for a minute. Happiness comes from your commitment, sacrifice, and diligence. At the end of the day, the hard work of pursuit wins. Choose to pursue. Don't sit there and let all of your worries and everything else just end up being this pile of CRAP. Don't let your assumptions be that, oh, you know what? I'll just feel happy. Really? What is that feeling? You choose it. If only we would understand the ramifications of our actions or lack thereof. Our marriages would be stronger for it. Our families would be stronger for it. And that would mean not only our families are stronger for it, but our communities and our country stronger for it. Have you noticed that crabbiness is contagious? Yeah, it is. But guess what? so is happiness. So my challenge for you is this: which one do you want to be? Do you want your everyday strangled by worries and failures? Do you want to be seated in the pit of the season of your struggles? Or do you want to delight in knowing that nothing is perfect, but your choice is that you choose happiness? That doesn't mean everything's going to be right. Yes, that means you're going to make mistakes. But that doesn't mean you have to give up being happy. You can still smile at the end of the day. Choose to pursue. My prayer for you, friend, may your heart delight in the wonders of what's not perfect in your marriage, but what God has brought together, a happy couple who dares to pursue. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.